You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Mark.
Glory to thee, O Lord.
Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his hometown, and among his relatives, and in his own household. And he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. And he called the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He charged them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not put on two tunics. And he said to them, "Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you depart from there. And if any place will not receive you and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. And they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Almighty God, would you make your Son, Jesus Christ, present to us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It's good to see you all here on this summer Sunday. I'm Mary Ann, if we haven't met, and I work with the teenagers here at the Advent. These are quite bold texts this morning, and we're going to look at both Ezekiel and Mark. So if you'll have your bulletin ready, Ezekiel is on page 3 and Mark is on page 6. Today's texts present the good news that God speaks. God speaks to people. And our texts present the problem that we humans can refuse to listen. And so what do we do with that problem? Look at how both of these texts highlight how noticeable it is when God speaks. Ezekiel chapter 2. Ezekiel lived during the time of Israel's exile into Babylon. Hundreds of years before Jesus lived on earth, God came and spoke to this man in order that Ezekiel might carry the word of God to the people of Israel. That's the role of the prophet, one who speaks the word from God to the people. This paragraph in Ezekiel chapter 2 is written with this speaking language. God intends for the people to hear him. He speaks to Ezekiel and sends him to the people so that they can hear the word of God. And God says there's something about his word that will be noticeable. Look at verse 5. "They will know that there has been a prophet among them." Something about this will be obvious. It will be undoubtable that the voice of God has been present through Ezekiel. And that's what also happened in Mark 6, verses 1 through 3. Jesus came to his hometown and his disciples followed him. And on the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished, saying, "Where did this man get these things? What is the wisdom given to him? How are such mighty works done by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, and Joseph, and Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" Jesus' wisdom and power and authority, his presence and his words and the works that he did in their midst were abnormal. They smelled of heaven. It was noticeable. They had seen Jesus grow up. They knew his family. They knew his trade. And they knew also that this word and action that they were seeing from this man was beyond the norm for their neighborhood. And yet, in both of these cases, did the noticeability and the recognizability of God's voice result in people listening and following God? In Ezekiel, it doesn't sound like it will. God is preparing Ezekiel for a tough audience. He said, I'm going to send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them, and you shall say to them, thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. Whether they hear or refuse to hear. God reiterates that the people are rebellious. They have continually rebelled. And so the expectation is they may not listen to you. But whether they hear or refuse to hear, this one speaking with the voice of God and animated by the Spirit of God was among them. God was pursuing these people, even though they did not respond. In other words, was the issue that God wasn't clear enough, wasn't sufficiently revealing himself? In Mark, the people noticed the otherworldliness of Christ, and they took offense at him. Jesus was the very revelation of God, the Word of God in human form. He spoke and acted always from a place of unity with God the Father in order to show people who God is. And yet, Jesus restricted his actions there in his hometown, and he was amazed at the people's unbelief after they recognized his authority. We can refuse to listen to the voice of God. And that doesn't just pertain to those people outside the church. We too, being in relationship with God, can be stubborn, like Israel. This isn't to say shame on us, but to be honest about what's true. Let's not kid ourselves. I too refuse to hear and accept what God says. Do you know what I'm talking about? This happens a lot of ways in my life. I push away God as comforter in my grief, choosing to wallow alone, even though he promises to walk with me through the valley of the shadow. I reject God as healer when I feel stuck in illness. I feel the need to achieve, even though God says his power is displayed in my weakness. Maybe you know God has been nudging you to continue to pursue friendship with your neighbor who's just annoying, even though you just know she's lonely. But next time, you'll talk to her next time. Or that thing that always comes to mind when you pray, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You know God is prompting your heart to engage there, but you put it off. You know God says, trust me that I will provide for you, and you still carry the pressure to make the perfect college decision. You and I know from experience that people can refuse to hear when God speaks. This is what we see happen when pastors hurt children, or churches are greedy, or God's people show favoritism. The consequences can be huge. And here's the thing, friends. Our refusal, or others' refusal, to hear what God says does not make God's voice cease to be God's voice. This is always true. It does not make what God says cease to be good or lead to eternal life. 1 John 3 says, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts. We do turn away. We do get ourselves in situations that are not of God. And yet God's self and God's truth is not reliant on our participation or acceptance. When God says, whoever loses their life for my sake will find it, he means it. It's true, even when the voices around us say, get what's yours and get to the top at all costs, and then you'll be happy and fulfilled. When God says, I will remember your sins no more, are you sure you're not keeping score? Waiting for God to kick you out if you mess up just one more time. God isn't like that. He said he's not. God is true, and what God speaks is true, regardless of whether we or others accept it or not. Look at Mark 6 again. The people took offense at Jesus. It's the end of verse 3. And yet, Jesus did not cease being the Son of God. He did not cease revealing God. We humans are stubborn, overconfident in ourselves, and sin hardens our hearts. This happens as we live here in a world affected by the power of sin. What do we do with that problem? So now look at Psalm 123 with me, page 4. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters and the eyes of a maid to the hands of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shows us his mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy. For we have had more than enough of contempt, too much of the scorn of the indolent rich and of the derision of the proud. We seek God's mercy. We count on him to show it. We wait to receive it. We have had more than enough of contempt, the psalmist says. We're sick of this pattern. We're stuck without you, God, drawing us out. We need you to help us hear you. Look to the Lord's mercy. This is the repentance that the 12 go out and preach in Mark 6, verse 12. So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent. That is, accepting our bent and turning to God for the help only he can give and that he will give. Jesus sent the disciples out to speak on his behalf. Some people listened, some people did not. Jesus told them it would be this way. And what did they proclaim as they went? They proclaimed that people should repent. They invited people to give up the burden of making their own authority and receiving the truth and life of God. They invited people to look to God for mercy, to ask God to soften their hearts and hear and respond to his good, true word of life. We look to God until he shows us his mercy, and he does. In Luke 13, Jesus wept over his people in Jerusalem and said, I have longed to gather you as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you are not willing. This is the way God revealed himself, through his son who wept over the people, unwilling to be gathered, refusing to hear his voice. In fact, Israel's rejection of Jesus resulted in his crucifixion, and that still did not make him cease to be God, or God's word and plan cease to be true. God is greater than our hearts, and God is greater than the worst sin can do. God raised Jesus from the dead, not only proving his power and dominion, but also making it possible for us to share his life, to be made new by receiving his righteousness on our behalf when we turn away from our stubbornness and are forgiven. This is the truth and mercy of God, and it will last regardless of our faithfulness. Thanks be to God. The solution to the problem of our propensity to refuse to hear the voice of God is to ask him for mercy and receive his help. He will help. In Mark 6, Jesus sent others out with authority to proclaim his life. This is the mission of the church. And that's why we gather together weekly, to be reminded together that God is merciful and witness his mercy and life to others in community. Yes, we can refuse to hear God's voice, and that describes a lot of the brokenness we see in life. And the comfort is that God is greater than our hearts. His truth is not dependent on our behavior. Because God is greater, his truth stands regardless of how we represent it. And he is good even if we don't act like it. Praise God that he is greater than our hearts that are prone to wander. Why does God allow that? Why does God stay in relationship with ourselves who do not consistently represent who he is? It's because he wants our willing hearts. He wants an active and personal relationship with us, and he wants to soften us with his mercy. That is his grace. There can be big consequences to refusing to hear his voice. And the work of Jesus on the cross is an even bigger covering and forgiveness for it. Humanity turns away, and God pursues. We can surely miss out on abundance, peace, freedom, joy when we close ourselves off to his voice, but it does not threaten his love or his faithfulness. So our eyes look to the Lord our God until he shows us his mercy. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you will join us at one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.